Morning Watch. Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 9. The Function of the Church, 2. The Corporate Manifestation of God in the Flesh. Friday, Related Verses. Ephesians 5:32. This mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ and the Church. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. 1 Corinthians 7:40. But she is more blessed if she so remains, according to my opinion. But I think that I also have the Spirit of God. 1 Timothy 4:1. But the Spirit says expressly that in later times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and teachings of demons. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. John 15:4-5. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Romans 8:3. For that which the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Romans 1:3-4. Concerning his Son, who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was designated the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Related reading. Not only Christ himself as the head is the manifestation of God in the flesh, but also the church as the body of Christ and the house of God is the manifestation of God in the flesh, the mystery of godliness. According to the context, godliness in 1 Timothy 3:16 refers not only to piety, but also to the living of God in the church, that is, to God as life lived out in the church. Both Christ and the church are the mystery of godliness, expressing God in the flesh. The mystery of godliness is the living of a proper church. God is manifested in the church, the house of God and the body of Christ, as his enlarged corporate expression in the flesh. The manifestation of God in the flesh began with Christ when he was on earth. The manifestation of God in the flesh continues with the church, which is the increase, enlargement, and multiplication of the manifestation of God in the flesh. This is God manifested in the flesh in a wider way, according to the New Testament principle of incarnation. The principle of incarnation is that God enters into man and mingles himself with man to make man one with himself. The principle of incarnation means that divinity is brought into humanity and works within humanity. The great mystery of godliness is that God has become man so that man may become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead, to produce a corporate God-man for the manifestation of God in the flesh. Although we were sinners, we have been redeemed out of our sinful position and sinful situation. God has imparted himself into us, making us one with him, and also making him one with us. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, "He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit." This is the great mystery of godliness. God manifested in the flesh. We are the same as God in the divine life, the divine nature, the divine element, and the divine essence, but not in the Godhead. God is manifested in the flesh, but we need to realize that God can never be manifested by the flesh. The flesh is merely the earthen vessel. The key to God's manifestation in us is our spirit. In 1 Timothy 4:7, Paul goes on to tell us that we should exercise ourselves unto godliness. To exercise ourselves unto godliness is to exercise our spirit, so that we may express the mystery of godliness, God manifested in the flesh. This is indicated by Paul's words in 2 Timothy 1, 6-7, which says, God has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. 2 Timothy 4:22 tells us that the Lord is with our spirit. Since the Lord Jesus is the mystery of godliness is our spirit, in order to express and practice this mystery, we need to exercise ourselves unto godliness by exercising our spirit. Before we do anything, we should exercise our spirit. Then our spirit will lead us, and whatever we do will be godliness, God manifested in the flesh. This is the exercise unto godliness. Therefore, we must live, walk, have our daily life, and have our whole being according to our spirit. Paul exhorted Timothy to pray for those who are in high position, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all godliness and gravity. If we are godly, it will affect the choice of pictures we hang in our bedroom, the kind of clothes that we wear, our hairstyle, and our conversation. The inward life of godliness has an outward expression. Such a manifestation of godliness is a testimony and has an impact on those who meet us. In whatever we say, whatever we do, whatever we wear, there should be an impression that God is manifested in us.